Instructions.
I will follow instructions.
All right, thanks for coming out. Appreciate you guys getting over here on short notice like this and reading all your articles. It's been long notice, but it was short notice today, and we're excited about it. We had a chance to spend a weekend with Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison and get this done. And I want you to know, for the Ravens, for our coaching staff, for our players, for our organization, for our fans, it's a great day. And I'm excited about it. I think we've got a chance to build the best offensive staff in the National Football League. And Coach Kubiak's a guy I've had a lot of respect for, and as a coach over the years, playing against him and all those kind of things. And we know what we're getting. And Coach Dennison, we go back as special teams coaches a few years back, and he's been working with offenses in Denver and Houston. So it's a great day. We're excited about it. We're making the announcement, and we're ready to move forward and go to work.
When it comes to public knowledge of the candidates for this job, you named several names last week. These gentlemen were not among them. How late in the process did they get to the top of your ladder?
Well, the top of the ladder would be right now at the end. You know, that's where it emerged here at the end. And I think we did a great job with a thorough process. That was something that was important to us, to make sure we turned over every stone. We looked at college coaches. We had a list of candidates. Our scouts came up with candidates. We looked at a lot of guys. Of course, Gary Kubiak was on the list from the beginning. But I think within the last week, it became apparent that this had a chance to be a fit for both coach and for the Ravens. And we were able to finish it up this weekend.
How much of it was a total team effort from management, ownership, and all of the combined mental forces to make this happen?
It's always a total team effort, you know, without question. It's always especially in this organization, I think all of us work hard to be inclusive, include everybody. As I said, we had area scouts recommending coaches in their area in college. And you know, we tried to you know, cast a wide net and look at all the candidates we possibly could. But in the end, you know, it's an opportunity for a head coach to spend time with coaches and decide what's the best fit for a staff, and that's what we did.
Jerry, what happens to your coaching staff when what's going on there?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. And I think, you know, it's going to be in flux a little bit. We have an opportunity now, as you know, to hire some new coaches. This is going to be something that's probably going to create some change on our staff. And we'll have to see how that goes in the next day or two. We have to hire a wide receiver coach potentially, a running back coach potentially, a tight end coach potentially. Those are things that we may have to do. And guys are going to have other opportunities. And that's just the way it's going to go. So we'll see how it shakes out in the next couple of days.
Gary, what was it about Baltimore that attracted you to want to come here after, you know, leaving the coaching ranks?
Well, first, I have great respect for the organization, obviously playing them many times. But it gets down to John, you know. And we had some great conversations over the course of the last couple of days. You know, for me, I'm excited about getting back in a meeting room, teaching. Been very fortunate to be a part of this great National Football League for many years. And it gives me a chance to be a part of a championship organization, to work with a great young quarterback. But I believe in John and how he does things, how he runs his football team, his coaching staff, what he stands for. I have great respect for him. So for me to get back to work with him and this organization is just I can't tell you how excited I am. It's a great day. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I just John and I talked about this last night. I just really tried to have patience and sit around and see what was going on. And, you know, I had many conversations with various people. But I think as a coach, you know, I know for one thing, I wanted to keep working. I want to keep going. I love the competition. Love being a part of this league. But I was kind of looking for something that hit me and said, okay, this is it. And that's what happened, you know, through the course of this visit. So, you know, it might have been something that could have happened, but I was sure hoping it wouldn't. I was looking forward to getting back to work.
And a follow-up, great, you know, diverse background as a coach and as a player. Just your thoughts on quarterbacks for the first time.
And Dr.
John, Gary, you guys
could
weigh in on him.
Well, the last few years, being a coordinator with Gary in Houston, I was predominantly in the quarterback room. I know how he thinks with a quarterback, how he coaches a quarterback. spend some, you know, my time with him, but also going to touch as many areas as I can. You know, I know what kind of system he likes, run and pass. I haven't dealt with it, you know, for a long time. So I'm trying to do as much as I can to help that whole process.
Yeah, I think that kind of sums it up. We have an opportunity to be really well organized. You know, we have a chance to tie the whole thing together. And to me, that's the most important thing. We're going to have a chance to take the quarterback room and tie it to the running back, tight end, the offensive line, the wide receivers. And I think that's what Rick's going to give us a chance to do. You know, having been in this system so many times before, he'll be an extension of Gary in the quarterback room, but also across the whole offense. And that's what got me excited about it. We talked about this yesterday. We talked about this morning. It's a unique way of doing it, and it's going to be a really effective way of doing it.
John, I know you had a lot of different criteria and thoughts and input on the decision, but from your perspective, how much did the difficulty you had preparing to play their team go into kind of being a deciding factor?
Well, that's why, you know, you're always kind of in your mind, you keep a list of the guys that give you the most trouble, you know, as coaches and this staff and what they did offensively, what they've done over the years has always been just kind of a pain in our rear. And probably right out of the gates, that's the first thing I thought about, you know. It looks like, in a lot of ways, like we want to look. And we talked about this, too. It's not going to be the Texans' offense or the Broncos' offense or anybody's offense. It's going to be the Ravens. It's going to be what we build with our players and our coaches. It's going to look like Baltimore wants it to look. It's going to be rugged. It's going to be rough. It's going to be tough, physical, downhill, precise football, you know, passing game and running game. And that's what we're looking to become. But I think there's a really good fit here philosophically. We see football, you know, from the same perspective. And I think these guys see football from the perspective of Baltimore's fans, you know, and that's what we're looking for.
I'm glad you say that you potentially may be looking for a new receivers coach. Are you not anticipating Jim Hossler being back? And how much have you been in contact with him?
Well, I've been in contact with Jim every day, you know, and I think that's what will work out in the next couple of days. You know, this is something that we did. It's not like you make a lot of plans this way. Things kind of evolve, and you have a chance to figure things out together and see if you can fit and see if it works for families and see if it works what's best for everybody involved. So those are conversations we've got to have in the next couple hours, next couple of days.
John, you guys kept the process mostly under wraps and you're coy about it. However,
thank you.
Your reception on Saturday that you were down to making decisions between Jim Hossler and Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
Was that inaccurate, or was there a change of course somewhere here? Was something opened up, or there was a change of thought process where you went another direction?
I would say that besides the four candidates, and that's where it was at that time, because I don't think that Coach and I had really come to the idea that it could work, you know, the time we talked about the four, and then continued conversations with Gary and with Rick. You know, that evolved, I'd say, in the last few days, but last five, 6 days. But other than those four candidates, pretty much everything else that was reported was erroneous or fictitious. So we feel good about the fact that we had you on the run. You know, we kept it quieter than usual. So we're kind of proud of that.
Coach, much has been made of Joe Flacco's $120.6 million deal, but really it's a three-year, $62 million deal because of the cap implications in 2016. How concerned are you with transition and now his quote will be a second of a three-year deal? With the offense.
I'm excited about the transition. I mean, football's football. One thing about, you know, there may be some terminology things here, but, and maybe Gary can answer this better than I can, but you definitely build your offense around your quarterback. It starts with Joe, and those are conversations that we've had going forward, so we're going to do whatever we can to make Joe the best player he can be, and Joe's pretty fired up about that. But
yeah, no doubt about that. I had a chance to talk to him earlier briefly, but you know, it's our job to find the things that Joe's comfortable with and to make him as successful as we possibly can. And we will do that. But I'm just looking forward to sitting down with Joe and really picking his brain in a lot of ways and how he's been taught and what he's done in the past. And then taking the things that John and I have talked about that we want to do and meshing those things together and getting to work. But he's a championship quarterback, and that's all you can ask for a coach in this league. So very excited, along with Rick, to work with him.
How important was it that you two came in together? I mean, were you kind of tied at the hip all along through this process?
Throughout our career, unfortunately, we might have been tied at the hip. But no,
there's a string right here between you.
No, really, I don't know. I, you know, it's nice. Obviously, we've got a great respect for each other. We played together, all those things. But really, this guy right here is the reason we're both sitting here together. I mean, John had talked to Rick, and then Rick talked to me, but really it's all about John, and John wanting to make this work and having a vision for what he sees with this offensive football team, and he's done a great job of presenting that to me, and I can't speak for Rick, but I know as well.
How are you feeling right now?
How do I look? Am I okay?
Do you have to take any kind of precautions?
No, I'm fine. John and I talked about that also. I went through about a 3-week process where they cut back my hours a little bit, but I came out of it fine. And, I was my old self at the end of the season, but things didn't work out, and that's part of this game. But I feel great. Been working out. Looking forward to getting up very early in the morning and going to work again. So my wife's tired of me being around the house. Yeah, I think so. And the biggest, through my conversations with John, the thing that stood out to me from the very beginning is John talks about being physical, and that's what we want to do. Offensively, that's where everything starts for us. If we got to be able to run the football to make the rest of it go. So, watching John's group throughout the course of the years and what they've done offensively and how they're wanting to move forward, I think it's a very good fit. So it's up to us as coaches to put it all together.
In generic terms, what type of running back best suits your offense?
As long as they'll get downhill, we'll be fine. Some great running backs here that have been very successful. We told John we think they fit what we do very well. And, it's our job now to go teach our system and get them comfortable with it. But it always gets back to doing what your players do best. And, we've assured John that's what we've got to do. That's what we've got to go find out.
Have discussions already gone on about what kind of players you want going forward in the free agency and the draft?
We've had brief conversations about that. I think, all that'll get going now. We're here. It's time to go to work now.
Can I ask both of you what kind of relationship you had with Jacoby Jones? I have no way of knowing whether he left for those problems or was...
I've got a great relationship with Jacoby. He was... I don't want to say I was like a father figure to him, but he was like one of my children, I can tell you that, and I've got three boys. But, we went through Jacoby's early career as he was growing, not only as a player but as a man, and I can tell you this, I'm so proud of him. I called him right after he won the Super Bowl, John, and I'm so proud of the man he's become as well as the player, and I look forward to seeing him, look forward to talking to him. He and Vonta as well.
I'll tell you one thing along those lines, if I could jump in. Jacoby and Vonta both early on, got a hold of me and recommended that we go in this direction. I mean, they thought that's something that would work right away, so I think they're both pretty excited about it.
Rick, you feel the same?
Oh, yeah. Both of them for shorter time than Gary did, but both are great. They're team guys. They play hard. They do what you're told, and they listen. So, we had Bont over in the Pro Bowl, and we tried to get him to be the MVP. We kept giving him the ball. Which he always wanted, but no, I like him. I love them both.
John, all polls, how many pennants do you think you're going
to use? Kevin put that number. He put 15 on there, and I really have not had time to go back and count it. But it's in that neighborhood. I don't think it's quite that high as far as interviews. We probably looked closely at. Yeah, it's got to be 30 or more names that we really vetted and went through. Both levels, college and pro, position coaches and coordinators. That was something we wanted to do, but that was something that's kind of Steve's model, too. When you work for the Ravens, you're going to turn over every stone. And so we followed that, and it was a great process. And it may have taken us back to where, in the beginning, you might assume that we would have started. And in the end, that's just the way it worked, and we got the best guy.
John, you're now on your third offensive coordinator in the last 3 seasons. What kind of industry standpoint? Is that troubling for you because everything changes every time the new guy comes in?
Well, I think you always evolve. It's, we get criticized if we stay the same. We get criticized if we change. We got to do what's best. We got to put together the best offense we can. And I'm just excited about where we're going forward. I mean, when a coordinator gets a head coaching job, that's a great thing. So we've had, I think, 5 or 6 coordinators have gone on and done that. So in one way or another, so pretty fired up about that.
John, based on what you said, it seems like this really picked up during the course of the last week. Is there anything in particular that changed during that time, or was there anything that was preventing it from working?
I don't know, and maybe Gary could talk about that a little bit too, but to me it's kind of there's a process to everything, you know, and there's a time list to everything. And having a chance to just look at all the options probably more than anything. And, you know, it's for us to look at all our options, and we were doing that independently, and for Coach to look at all his options, and he was doing that. It's not that we didn't know we were out there, and there aren't some communications that sort of take place, and you hear some things and that. But when I had a chance to talk to Rick last week and talk about some different things, we were just different candidates and things like that, it just kind of became apparent that maybe we were kind of moving closer together. And without getting into too many details, that's just how it felt to me. And it just started to make sense.
I agree. I'm sorry, I didn't.
I was saying with guys that you work with down in Houston, mm-hmm.
Well, the most important thing is that we put a good staff together. It's not important that they're from Houston or have been with me before, those type of things, you know. And like I said, John has a great vision. When we talked last night at his home for numerous hours, I just really liked his vision for how he saw putting the staff together and what he wanted from each position. We're going to sit down now and figure out where we go from there and listen to how things are going to work out. But there's a lot of great coaches in this league, and chemistry is a big thing. And John is, I know, is very important to him, and we'll make that work. We'll make that work somehow.
Hard time frame to fill those roles, guys.
ASAP, but you know, thorough. The goal would be to get it done within a week or so. I'd like to get it done, you know, as soon as we can and get to work. I know Coach wants to get to work too.
And Gary, for you, when did this start to seem real?
I think as I sat at John's table last night, you know, having dinner with him and just listening to, you know, him talk about what he was trying to do and what he was trying to put together. I mean, I know about his football team. I know what he stands for. All those things are so impressive to me. But as he continued to talk about what he wanted, that's what I want to be a part of. You know, and I just want to win and be successful in this league and enjoy coaching, enjoy teaching. So I'm just glad things worked out.
Yeah, we talked about that, and you know, we've pretty much left it to that's okay to me, and pretty much we start talking, and you find out a lot of the terms are the same anyway. So I think there'll be some carryover with that, and there'll be some changes. The changes, in my mind, will be for the better. We've gotten pretty specific, not down to the last detail, but pretty specific in some areas about what we want to do. So a system has to work together. You know, you can't piecemeal a system. You've got to build it in a way that makes sense to the guys, Stan. You know that. You know, one word builds off another word, so it makes sense to the guys, and they can have an organized thought process into their responsibilities. So we want to build a system. So we're going to build a Raven system that's best for our guys in terms of their talents, but best for our guys in terms of their ability to learn and get things right. You know, we've got to get our assignments right. So let's build it from the ground up and build it well. That's what we plan on doing. So, yeah, there'll be some changes, and there'll be good changes for the better.
John, I know that you said this is going to be still the Ravens offense, Ravens philosophy, but by changing kind of bringing in some guys with new ideas, does this – kind of have a feeling of a fresh start for the offense?
Sure. You know, how can you say it doesn't? You know, this is we'll build on as many good things as we possibly can. A lot of great things have been done here. You know, the coaches who've been here, you know, we're all proud of those guys. And guys have gone on to other things. Some guys are here. It's just that's the way it works in the National Football League. We all know that. It's the way it works in life, you know, in any profession. But we'll build on all the things we can. But it is a fresh start. You know, it is a – it's new, you know, and it's exciting, and we really can't wait to get going.
You're here at the Detroit Lions and their head coaching vacancy. How much is that in your ambition to be a head coach down there?
Right now, I want to be the best offensive coordinator I can be. That's what I want to do. You know, I don't look down the road and those type of things. I told John this when he first called me. I said, John, you know what? I want a chance to enjoy coaching, teaching, and I want a chance to win. And I know you would offer me all those opportunities as this thing would work out. So really for me, it's about getting back. I mean, it's a tough thing to go through. But right now, this has been the best day I've had in 2 months because I'm so excited to be back in this league, to get back to work, shake a few players' hands today. I met a bunch of new coaches that I have tremendous respect for 5 minutes ago and the defensive staff. And, you know, that's why I do what I do. That's what I enjoy doing and enjoy being with those players. So I'm looking forward to that.
Are you talking about that at all early in the process? Like, I guess Paul was officially hired in Detroit in 2014. Were you in touch early, or this was more of a recent?
No, this has been, well, John, last few days, right?
Yeah.
I have tremendous expectations. You know, like I said, everything's going to start when we walk in our offensive meeting room as being physical, regardless of which position you play. And, you know, if we do that, we're going to throw the ball well off our play action and those type of things. But, no, never stepped in a game or in a meeting or on a practice field in all my years in this league without expecting to be successful, and definitely expect to be that way here.
Well, it is a strength, you know, and we kind of did talk about that, and basically we decided that if it works, it's a good play call, you know. We could all agree on that, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And so much of that, you know, is building a system and coaching and teaching and developing, putting it together in a way that guys can execute, having confidence that you can gain 5 yards, you know, with wherever that call is, and taking shots when you can take them, and guys making plays, you know, on their own. So, but I also think that, you know, coaches who've done that for a long time and have a feel for that, have been in those situations before, you know, have an advantage that way. And that's obviously something Coach has done.
Sorry, got to ask. Last time we were here, you announced that Coach Castillo was going to be the offensive line coach. Does that remain the same?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm building off that a little. Is there, I know you're still working through the coaches, but is there anyone other than Wilbert, obviously, who's announced that you know is for sure not going to be back?
I really want to wait on that. You know, we're having conversations with coaches right now, and I'm not ready to make any announcements at this time.
John, there was the reception that Steve was involved in the front office, got involved mm-hmm. in this whole process. How could you react to that perception that Steve's heavily handed involved?
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about exactly, but Steve's always involved. You know, Steve's going to be involved. This is his team, and he sets the tone and the tempo for everything we do, and I listen, as we all do, to Steve's advice. You know, it's be foolish not to. So now if you're going further than that, then the answer is no, no way. You know, Steve gets involved and to whatever extent he feels like he can help us, and that's what he does. Does a great job of it.
Coach Kubiak, you call him plays on the field or in the booth like Caldwell did last year? That's why I asked.
I don't know. John and I have talked about that. Yeah. Well, I said, let's get to work and we'll figure that out. You know, it probably gets down to how comfortable Joe. Maybe Joe wants me down there and he's more comfortable with me down there. Fine. I've done both. So we'll see.
Harry, I know one of the problems Houston had this year was Matt Schaub sort of struggled. What do you think happened with him, and how much sort of experience working with a guy like that can help you with Joe?
Well, I mean, I've been doing it long enough with enough quarterbacks. If you're playing in this league and playing a lot of football, you're going to go through some tough times. You know, that's part of it. And, you know, we went through tough times as a team. It wasn't about Matt Schaub. And, you know, Joe's been very successful and done a lot of great things. But there's a lot of pressure playing that position, and a lot is expected of you. I think, if anything, you know, I feel very comfortable helping Joe through his years of growth as a player. Because I've been with so many guys and seen how that has to take place. I mean, this league's about rebounding. I mean, you're gonna have tough times, you're gonna have tough days, and maybe some years don't go the way you want them to go, but you keep battling, and it's about the long haul. And there's no doubt in my mind that when Joe is said and done, I mean, he's already a championship quarterback, but there's a lot of great things left to happen, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that.
So how does he help you to become a better quarterback? What have you looked at? I mean, you played against him. What do you see offensively?
Well, I think that's what I need to get there and start working on. You know, I mean, and Joe and I need to sit down together, and I need to talk to him about how he feels about what he's done up to this point. You know, how he feels about the future, what he thinks he needs to do better. I need to take my vision of that and study Joe here over the course of, you know, starting very early tomorrow morning. And together we come up with that plan, you know, how we make him better, how we progress as a player. But ultimately it's about the team, and it's about the offense and him doing his job for the football team.
How much scrubbing of film do you do before you accept a job like this to find out that type of information prior?
You know, I can't say that I ran in and started watching. You know, I mean, I've watched, you know, coach's team, and obviously we played quite a bit, so I've seen Joe quite a bit. I know enough to know that he's a winner in this league and has a very bright future, and you know, that's all you can ask for as a coach. And in this league, that's a key piece of the puzzle, and they've got it in place here in Baltimore. Yeah, I remember studying Dennis. Very impressed with him as a player. I know he went through a tough year this year, getting injured. But you know, that position's always been a big part of our offense, and I'm sure this it won't be any different.
Jerry, having been a head coach before, now being a coordinator, what did being a head coach teach you that will help you be a better coordinator, working on a staff, not just on an offense?
God, that's we could be here for a while. Let's just say I understand his problems on a day-to-day basis. You know, I know that. But, no, it just it gives you a true appreciation of everything that goes on within a football team. I know when you're coaching a position, you're locked in on your particular spot, or as a coordinator, you're locked in on your side of the ball. And obviously, when you get a chance to be a head coach, you realize there are a lot of other problems on a football team that you deal with. So I just have great respect for what he's doing on a day-to-day basis and how well he's done it. But I can just tell you, and I think I've mentioned this a couple of times, really for me, it's just so exciting for me to get back in a teaching role, to get back in the quarterback room, to become part of that again. That's how I grew up. That's what I did. And that's my true love for this game. That's how I got an opportunity. So I'm looking forward to getting back to that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.